today, He calls us His bride. Man, this is tough to handle for us fellas. Amen? The bride, where'd that come from? Right from the Bible. Let's go to chapter 5, and let's see what we can get today. And we're going to handle it a little bit different than I've used to handling this chapter. And I think the Lord's going to bless it today. Amen? Let's look at it. Here we go. Need your help. If you're here for the first time, we get you to chime in with us. When I ask you to say something, you say it with us, okay? And read Scripture and watch it on the screen. Help us. Let's get it in our heart today. God chose the human relationship of marriage to illustrate the love that Jesus Christ has for His church. He's the one that chose the human relationship that we have in marriage to compare our relationship with Him. Alright? So it's sort of weird. And we're going to look at it. We're going to see what we can learn today. Why did He do that? And instead of preaching this last part, which I've done many, many times, Ephesians 5, 22, through the end there to verse 31 or 32, whatever, we're going to just read it. And I want you to feel it. I want you to feel how this chapter is talking about Christ and us, Him and us being His bride. And there's wonderful stuff about our marriage relationship in here, but I want you to feel how He's got it all, like mingled all together. And I want you to feel it. Here we go. Just by reading Scriptures. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband's the head of the wife. Watch it. See this intermingling stuff. Even as Christ is the head of the what? Church. And He's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the what? Church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands and everything. There it goes. He doesn't mingle it again in there. Feel it? Husbands, love your wives. As what? Christ also loved the church, and He gave Himself for it, that He, Jesus, might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Word, that He might present to Himself a glorious what? Church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So He's talking about His relationship with us, and He's talking about marriage, and it's all in there. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man yet ever hated his own flesh, but he nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of what? His body. Of his flesh and of his bones. And in this classic verse, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. And then what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, look at it. This is a great what? Mystery. But I speak concerning who? Christ and the church. Are y'all totally confused? I hope so. I mean, He is mixing marriage and church and bride and Him and husbands and wives, and it's all like this, isn't it? That's a good thing. He's the one that made this choice. He's the one that chose church to call you His bride. Amen? And no better institution He could compare it to and relate it to than the relationship of a husband and a wife for her husband. That is a high level He done put us on, ain't it? Say. Come on. He must think pretty highly of you. Say. That's what we're talking about. The bride. It's a mystery, man. That God would love me like that, would talk about me like this. It's crazy. Verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence or respect her husband. Amen? So, I'm not going to preach that. But you felt it, didn't you? Say. You felt the end there. You felt what God was doing. How He calls us His bride, and yet He's comparing the husband-wife thing, and how we can learn to be better husbands and wives because of that and our relationship with Him. So now, let's go back to the beginning. And let's look at this passage from verse 1 to verse 21. Since we've covered verse 22 through the end, let's go back and see what we can learn. Because you know what? As a man, I have a hard enough time being a good husband, much less. Now you've got to tell me I'm a bride too. Amen. Say, guys, are y'all with me? Say, or what? Come on. I told Raj in this message, don't you put up a wedding dress up on this thing. Amen. I already got enough trouble. All right. So anyway, Let's go with the message this morning. As believers, say that with me. We are the bride of Christ. That's who we are. And let's figure it out. Here we go. He chose to call us this. This wasn't my choice for you. This is God's choice. He makes this comparison. This isn't me. This is His holy word. It's telling you and me we're His bride. Amen? That's a wonderful thing. So then what is my role in this relationship? That's what I struggle with. Amen? I'm the bride of Christ. I'm the bride of Christ. Well, what does that mean? How am I supposed to do that? If I struggle and have continued to struggle and continue to grow in my marriage relationship, I'll be married 25 years in November. Amen? The fact of the matter is, man, you know, how am I supposed to do this? I mean, with God? Wow. How am I supposed to live in light of this phenomenal truth that He calls me His bride? Let's figure it out. Let's look at it right from the Bible. First of all, in this chapter, in chapter 5, verse 1, He tells us to be followers of God. Could you say that with me? Be followers of God. He tells us to be followers of God in verse 1. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Okay? So with this bride thing, I've got to follow Him. Amen? I will follow Him. Follow Him wherever. Boom, you know it. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. We're supposed to follow God in this relationship. He's the leader. I'm the follower. Amen? Well, see, I'm still lost. Okay, I'm the bride. I'm supposed to follow. But how do I do that? How do I follow God? Anybody ever struggle with that? Say, how do I follow the Lord? What am I supposed to do? How do I do it? Well, Ephesians 5 is a great, great book to help us this morning. So let's look at it. How do I do this? The word follow here implies walk, walking in His steps. It means to imitate. I'm to walk like this. Amen? The way the Lord has planned for me, He has laid out. He came to this earth, Jesus Christ did, and He is my example. And I'm to follow Him. I'm to imitate Him. And that's how I'm to be His bride. And so let's see it now. Four things we want to share with you, with the bride this morning. How do I do this? How do I have this relationship? I am in Christ now. I'm a new creature. He's called me a saint. I'm chosen. I'm blessed. Wow. I'm His bride. How do I do this? Say that with me. Walk in love. This is really important. One more time. Walk in love. How am I to be this bride? How are we supposed to do this? I'm supposed to walk in love. Look at what Scripture says. We're just walking through the book of Ephesians. If you're there, you'll see we're walking right through it. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and has given Himself for us an offering, and a what? Sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. How do I, then, we're moving along, how do I walk in love? Pop it up. Here's how you walk in love. Say it with me. Sacrifice yourself. How many that makes you a better marriage to your husband or wife if you learn to sacrifice? Yes or no? Say. Amen? See, that's why He's connecting some dots here for us. He's connecting our relationship with Him to this one right here because it's something we can handle. I'm telling you what, this message is a twofer. Okay? It's a two-for-one deal. If you read this chapter, not only are you going to learn, not just read it, you got to sink into it. You got to soak it up. You're going to have a better marriage relationship, and you're also, through the process, going to learn how to walk with Him. Amen? And that's what we're seeing. So sacrifice yourself. What does sacrifice mean? It means to give. It means to forgive. Okay? Joy has had to give many times. She's had to forgive me many times. That is just the way our relationship is. Amen? Say, I don't know how yours is. Yours might be perfect. You never have to forgive. Well, I don't know what planet you're living on. You don't live on my street. It's just life. That's what we do. We sacrifice. When the going gets tough, we hang in there. Amen? That's not puffing us up. I'm just and all of that's a miracle of the grace of God. You know? But that's how I walk with God. I sacrifice myself. I forgive. I walk in love. I give. I care. You see? That's why Jesus made such a big deal out of loving other people. Love the Lord and love your who? Neighbor as yourself. Because when you do that, you're being The good bride, his bride. You hearing me? So how do I do it? I walk in love. I sacrifice myself. Look what Jesus did, Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, were to imitate him, remember. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, say it with me. He what? Humbled himself. That's that sacrifice. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And so, how do I walk in love? I sacrifice. Second thing in this chapter that I'm learning, how do I walk in love? Sanctify yourself. What does that mean? Set yourself apart for God. Is that what we do when we get married to somebody, say? We going to go keep sleeping around or doing something like that or slipping out on our mate once we get married? Yes or no? Shouldn't do it before. Amen? You certainly shouldn't do anything like that. When you're married, you are what? Sanctified. You've set yourself apart for that individual. Is that correct? And that's what God says we're to do with Him and our relationship with Him. Set yourself apart. Look at what the Scripture says. We're just going to read several verses. Look at them. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. Did He call us saints? Yes or no? He did. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Nastiness. Filthiness. That's no place. And quite frankly, friend, you're not going to build a strong marriage to your partner if you're this way. Are you listening? And God says, you're not going to build a strong relationship with me if you've got this crap going on. Amen? This is what He's saying. For this know that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man, no idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with words. For because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Well, all roads lead to heaven. It doesn't matter what you believe in. There's many gods. You know what God calls that? Whoremongering. Try that on your wife. Well, I know you're a woman and everything. You know, I'm married to you. There's lots of women out there, darling. See if she don't pop a snot out of you. Amen? But with God, we can play that game. Bride. Sacrifice. Give and forgive. Sanctify. Live for the Lord. Bank it on Him. Believe Jesus and say, you said you're the way, you're the only way, the truth, the life. I believe it. I'm going to live like that. Does that mean you're going to be perfect? No. Thank God. If we confess our sins, He's faithful to forgive us our sins. Amen? But we're talking about I'm in Christ. He's trying to get us to run right. Amen? And function right. And it's for our own good. So, number one, how do I do this bride thing? Walk in love. Amen? Walk in love. We ain't done. We need more than that. So now what does this following stuff mean? It means be followers of God, walk in His steps, imitate Him, walk like this. I've learned now I've got to walk in love. Number two, say that with me. Walk in light. Walk in light. What does that mean? I'm not making this up. It's right from the Bible. Look at it. See, we're different now. I'm in Christ. He loves me. The God of heaven sent His Son to die for me so I could have eternal life. I put my faith and trust in Him, the Holy Spirit, the living God. The seal comes into my life and marks me for Him. It's a down payment for all eternity. I'm not lost. I'm found, friend. Amen? Am I perfect? Mm-mm. Because I still got this mess on me. Amen? But one day, this old flesh is going to give way to glory. Hallelujah. Amen? But right now, I'm changing. This is what Paul's writing to a very corrupt culture, you know, that church in Ephesus, and he's trying to help them. He's not condemning them. He's trying to show them, there's a better way to live, man. Look how highly God thinks of you. Verse 8, talking about walk in light. For you were sometimes, what? Darkness. But now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of what? Light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And I have His Spirit in me. Amen? So this is how I'm to be this bride thing that's so hard to figure out. How, God, can I be your bride? Walk in love. Walk in light. What does that mean? Look at what the Bible teaches. Look at it. Right here from the Scriptures. First of all, choose what's pleasing to the Lord. If you're walking in light, choose what is pleasing to the Lord. Verse 10, proving what is what? Acceptable unto the Lord. Let me ask you how your marriage, would it work better if you started thinking about what your spouse wanted? Say, hello. Amen? You see how he's connecting the two, and it's hard to figure out how to live for God and walk, and he's okay. Let's get it down here where something you can understand. A relationship right here that means the world to you. Come on. If we started treating our spouse and started choosing what was pleasing to them, instead of being stubborn and mean as a snake, my way or the highway, listen, guarantee it, you'd probably start having a better relationship. Amen? God says, choose my way. Choose what's acceptable. Look at the second thing he says. Avoid what's displeasing to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Avoid things. How do I walk in the light? Avoid things that are what? Displeasing to the who? To the Lord. That's walking in light. Friend, I'm sorry, no lightning's going to hit you. You're going to have to make choices. In this bride, that thing. Do you have to make choices as a husband and wife with each other, yes or no? Say. Sometimes you want to get mad. You go, I can't get mad. You go for a walk instead or something, right? Is that just me? Listen. Avoid those things that are displeasing to the Lord. That'll work in marriage. So I told you, this message is a twofer, baby. If I avoid the things that tick joy off, it's just going to be a better day at the Clark house. Amen? I tell people when I do marriage counseling, and I don't do a whole lot of it. I do some, but I ain't got time to do a whole lot of it. But I do tell them, stay away from the hot buttons. Man, if you live with somebody, you know what'll tick them off. And if you're like me, you're just an aggravator. You know, and that's not good. It's certainly not good with God. Amen? Say, avoid those things that are displeasing to the Lord. Well, I do what I want to do. Well, you're not a good bride. That's pitiful. If you want a really healthy relationship, learn what pleases one another, displeases one another. If you want a great relationship with God, read His Word and figure it out. Amen? Come on. Now ask yourself, Pastor, how do I walk in the light? Ask yourself, does it pass the light test? Are there any holes or cracks in my choices and what I'm doing and in my walk? Psalm 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Get in the Word. Amen? Things that you're doing, choices, decisions, as you live for the Lord, as you're walking with Him, does it pass the light test? Amen? If you got a filthy mouth like I had, it was GD this and F this, and that's the way I talk. Listen, does that pass a light test, yes or no? Somebody tell me. Don't pass a light test. That's darkness. I got to quit that mess, right? Say. Amen? This is being a bride with Jesus. It's also being a better husband and wife. Amen? It really does work. Walking in light. We're still talking about walking in light. Walk into the Scriptures. Be alert and awake. What's that mean? Make good decisions. Look at Scripture. Wherefore, he says, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you what? Light. Be alert. Make good decisions. If you think in the light and do what's right according to the Word of God, you're going to make it, friend. Listen, are you hearing me? You're going to have a better relationship with God. You're going to have a better relationship with your spouse. Most people fall asleep behind the wheel when? Somebody tell me. At when? At night when they're driving. I don't have near as much trouble when I'm sleepy if I'm driving during the daytime. But you turn the lights out on me, ooh, that's rough. Amen? Keep the light in your life. Keep the Word of God in your life. Stay awake at the wheel. Amen? That's what God's saying. If you want to be a good bride and have a great relationship with me and walk in light, stay awake. See if it passes the light test, okay? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, Lord. So I got to be in the book. Amen? So far, we're learning and we're moving. Come on. I'm learning how to be a bride. I'm to walk in what? Love. I'm to walk in what? Light. Number three, and we're moving. This is really important. How do I do this bride thing, God? Be followers of me. Walk in my steps. Imitate me, God says. Walk like this. And He's telling us how we're to walk in this chapter. Number three, can you say it with me? Walk in wisdom. Use your brain. Be smart. That's part of walking in light, but now it's growing. Now your head's starting to work. Amen? That's what God wants. Look at it. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as what? Wise. This is how I carry on this bride relationship with God. And if I'm wise in my relationship with joy and smart and make good decisions instead of bad decisions, you think she and I are going to have a better relationship? Yes or no? Of course we are. And you're going to have a better relationship with God if you are wise. How do we do that? And this will work for your marriage. I'm telling you, it's all like this in this chapter. Spend your time wisely. This is how you walk in wisdom. Redeeming the time because the days are what? Evil. Redeem your time. Spend your time wisely. If you're the bride of Christ, then quit living life by the seat of the pants. Quit living life like you got a tomorrow. You don't know you have a tomorrow. Amen? Love your wife today. Love your children today. Confess your sins today. Do the right thing today. Read the Bible today. Amen? Say. Spend your time wisely. Will that make a better marriage? Say. Somebody tell me. You think it'll make your marriage better if you spend time with your wife, sir, and ma'am, you spend time with him? Say. God says, and guess what? Our relationship would be better if you spend a little time with me. Amen? Use your time well. This is how you walk in wisdom. Sort of like the other thing, but a little different. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Know what's important to God. This is how I walk in wisdom. Know what's important to God. What matters to Him? Well, it's my life. I'll do it like I want to. Then fine. That's not a happy marriage, is it, say? How about if you find out what's important to your spouse, and you start to care about what she wants, or you care about, ma'am, what he wants, do you think you might have a better relationship? You think that might be wise for your family, yes or no? Say. You see how this is all? And I always just preach the end. That's what I always preach. I started in verse 22, and I always help people when I'm talking to them about marriage and stuff. Man, my goodness, look at all this good stuff. Amen? This is how you do it, with God. And if you do this with God, you'll probably be able to do it better with your spouse. Amen? Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Don't think it's your way or the highway. Think it's His way. And that's the right way. And that's the best way. How can I walk in wisdom? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, faith. Get full of Him. Amen? Put the Word of God in you. Walk in His steps. Follow Him. Be in the Spirit of the living God. Amen? A foul spirit is not of the Lord. Amen? A joyful spirit is. How would your relationship be if your spirit was better with your spouse? Say, well, I've had a rough day. I'm just mean. And this is, I've done this many times. I've been so nice to everybody in Englewood. They come to my office, high pass, oh, hi, you. And I go home, and I mean to Joy, and I mean to Mitch, and I mean to Elise. I know none of you other fellas act like that. Because, see, I've guarded. God, you know, that's spiritual, right? Yeah, I'm being real spiritual. And then I go home, and I mean, I've had more than one occasion my wife has said to me, it was nice before you got home. There have been times he said that, and I've had to walk right out of there. I've got an image in my mind when we lived on Pineapple Street. She was in her little office in the back. It had a glass door. I came in the side. I parked the car, came inside. It's nice, boy, you got home. And I turned out that back door. I went back out there, got in my car, and rode down the beach and prayed for healing. Amen? meaner than a snake. Isn't that the truth? Our spirit, guys, say. Doesn't spirit kill our relationship a lot at the house, say? What God's saying, guess what? Watch your spirit with me. Be led of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. And guess what? It's going to bleed over into your house. Amen? Good. Now I'm learning why He calls me His bride. I need this. Encourage yourself in the Lord. This is walking in wisdom. We're just walking through the Bible. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know what's wise to do? Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage. And I'm bad at this sometimes. I can see a negative. And L. Clark can zone in on it. Here, everybody, have it. Negative. Oh, you're negative, huh? And I just zone in on that negative, and the devil beats the snot out of me with that. Anybody like that, say? Lots of positives. And we focus on the negative. Encourage yourself in the Lord. No, you ain't got a glorified body yet. You ain't arrived yet. But surely something good's going on in your life somewhere, ain't it? Say. Encourage yourself. Sing praise to the Lord. Like these young people singing this morning. Sing it. Well, I can't sing. Well, you better learn to sing. Do something. You need this for your spirit with God. This is wise. Hey, how do you think your marriage would be if you encouraged your husband? Husband, how would your marriage be if you encouraged your wife? You see how this works or not? Say, this ain't rocket science. It's hard to live, though. It's not easy. But God has elevated you and me to a position. Think of the things He could call us. He called us His bride. Amen? We're the bride of Christ. And He's given us some help. Follow me, guys. I came to your earth. I died on that cross. I rose from the dead. I'm at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus is right now making intercession. I didn't leave you alone or comfortless. You can do this. You've got the Holy Spirit. He sealed you. Now, follow me. I'll take the lead. I think that's what a husband should do. Take the lead, guys. Live for Christ. Be out front. Because that's what our Savior's done, hasn't He? Say. Took the lead and says, follow me. Walk like this. Amen? Are y'all getting it, some of it? Let's look at the last thing. Wisdom, be thankful to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of blaming God for how bad you've got it, that doesn't sound like a good marriage, friend. Why don't you start to thank Him for what you've got in your life? Thank Him for instead of whining. Amen? Say. How would that work at the house? Say. Instead of picking out what's wrong and always griping, how about start being thankful? Oh, I really appreciate you doing this. Yeah, you know, that looks great. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for this fantastic meal. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you that there's sweet tea in the refrigerator. Amen. Come on. Amen. All right. It works. Here's the last thing. We're done this morning. Here we go. Hang in here with me. So how am I supposed to do this? Be followers of God. Walk in His steps. Imitate Him. Walk like this, He says. And here's the last walk. Can you say that with me? Walk in submission. Walk in submission. Look at the Scripture. We start out at verse 22 and read to the end. Now we're back at 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Submitting yourself. Do you think... I mean, if that's the job of the church, friend. That's our job. I don't want to get too off on this, but I'm going to say it. We're to submit to one another. We're to love one another, forgive one another. We're to work like that in the body of Christ. A lot of people leave churches because they don't have a certain program or they don't sing a certain kind of song. Won't you try that on your wife, sir? Why don't you tell her you'd like her to have a bigger this or that? Why won't you tell her, sir, I'd rather you be blonde or I'm leaving you? It's pretty stupid, isn't it? Say, help me here. You listening? The dumb things we say, that we're the body of Christ. We're to submit to one another. not stand in judgment over one another. Are y'all hearing me or not? Submit to one another. Well, I like it this way. I don't like that boy this moment. Get over it. Amen? Say. That boy can do that. And I'm proud of him for being able to do that. He is part of my body. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's good. That's not bad. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Grow up. Would your marriage be better? I don't like your hair. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like this. Don't like that. Don't like the other. Why did you even get married? Why are you a follower of Jesus if you're not going to be a follower of Jesus? Amen? He calls us His bride. And this is the first time in my whole life this week that I actually looked at it. For me. We're the bride of Jesus. We're the bride. Oh, I've said that. You're the bride of Jesus. Amen. But what does that mean? It means what it says. Amen? Submit to the Lord. Wow. Pop it up, Rog. We're done. Submit to one another. That's our job. Not standing in judgment over one another. Amen? That doesn't mean we don't reprove one another occasionally. Doesn't mean we don't have good ideas that we can change things and do this or that. We understand that. But since when do we draw the line in the sand? Say, why we do that? I think I can give things to the Lord. Amen? Wait on Him. That's submitting, man. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall, the Bible says. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. Amen? This submission thing works. Did you know the Bible, and I got to quit, the Bible even talks about a wife when she's trying to win her husband to Jesus. Does it say this in the Bible? I've got pastors here and students of the Word of God. Doesn't it say that a husband can many times be won by the humble spirit and chaste spirit of a wife? Is that true, yes or no? And I don't know if you're here, ma'am, or not. I had the pleasure of going to a home this week. Man married 58 years. He's in bad shape physically. And he's sitting there at the table. And they called on me to come over. He wasn't sure if he was going to go to heaven. His wife's been a solid Christian. He sat there at that table, at that little granite top. I sat right there with him. She's standing the whole time. He's feeble, looking at me. And he said, I love that woman. I'm a skeptic, he says. I've always been a skeptic. Oh, I don't deserve her. She's awesome. He's hurting. He's in physical pain. Takes a lot of care for him. And she says, honey, as I'm talking to him, she says, I'll be here for you the rest of your life. Did you know, for me to lead that man to the Lord was like picking cotton. Told him about Jesus. Yes, sir, Pastor. Jesus, oh, yes, I want to receive. And I could point. It wasn't anything about me. It had so much more to do with her. Amen. Wow! She loved the Lord. And she loved Him. And that's vice versa. Husbands, wives, up. But I'm just saying, wow, what a difference this could make in our marriage. What we talked about today. Y'all listening? Hope you got it today. We're done. We're the bride of Christ. This is a quick thing. Pop it up. Be followers of God. Walk in His steps. Imitate Him. Walk like this. Okay? Say it with me. Say them out loud. Here we go. Walk in love. Walk in light. Walk in wisdom. Walk in submission. My question, it's a twofer, baby. It's a twofer, ain't it? This message has been a twofer. Help you with him, help you with her, sir. Ma'am, it's a twofer.